Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saila for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
What is true? That question was once asked by a man named Pontius Pilate of Jesus Christ. The scene was a Roman courtroom, and Christ was being tried on charges of sedition, of trying to overthrow the Roman government. It was a strange situation that prompted a question about truth. Pontius Pilate was governor in the land of Israel. His office was political and had been purchased by power maneuvers. During his reign, truth had been irrelevant in his political conquest. Bribery, graft, and corruption, linked with murder and violence, had been tools of Pontius Pilate in maintaining Roman supremacy. Now he asks a philosophical question: what is truth? One can readily understand his quest for truth. Had truth been in his grasp, he would have possessed that which men had been seeking since the dawn of humanity. These words, "What is truth?" found neither their beginning nor ending with Pilate. Several hundred years before Pilate, there were Greek philosophers who spent their lives seeking truth. And today, centuries later, some still ponder the question. Now, we've made tremendous strides down the corridors of knowledge, but the search for truth continues. The scientist seeks to know the truth about life in outer space. The philosopher still argues, is it relative or absolute? The sociologist searches for truth about ridding society of poverty and inequality. The economist wants to find out truth about meeting the needs of both the rich and the poor. We're confused. Truth is among the most important of all issues in life today. One dictionary attempts to define truth by saying it corresponds to reality. In other words, it is what you actually see and what exists. Is it not logical to find truth by turning to the one who is the first cause of all that exists? Now, Plato talked about the demiurge. Aristotle spoke of an unmoved mover, a force so great nothing could be greater. We simply call him God. Lloyd Morgan, the English zoologist, spoke of God as a divine activity. French philosopher Henri Bergson spoke of him as élan vital. I don't care what men call him. If truth is that which corresponds to reality, surely the most important thing in life is to know the reality of the God of the Bible, the Almighty, the one who created all things. Now, the greatness of God in creation, the greatness of his power in bringing to pass the reality of existence, this has been self-evident to all men and women from the dawn of humanity. The philosophers, the scientists, along with the pagans and the superstitious, have understood that God demonstrated his power in creation, at least if they're willing to accept it. However, to some, God was only a creative power, a force, an unknown entity. But the truth is, God is not just a force or a philosophical concept. Neither is God a what, an impersonal it. He is both spirit and person, and he's revealed himself very clearly through nature and through the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. His revelation to men came through the loving act of sending his Son, Jesus Christ, to earth, God in human flesh. The story of God's revelation to humankind is contained in an infallibly inspired guide to life. It's called the Bible. You can know God through his Son, Jesus Christ. He said, "He who has known me knows the Father." That's it on today's edition of Guidelines.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saila with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.